and welcome Love to Messages from Hello and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. I'm really excited to be here today with you. This is my first show that I am producing and hosting, so yay! Today's show will be a 30-minute show. I will be taking callers. If you would like to come on live with me, if you would like to ask a question or connect with somebody, raise your hand now and let me know. If you would like to call in and ask a question, the number is 858-365-5593. So, a little bit about me. I am a psychic medium, a channel. I've authored some books. I host two TV shows, and I've had messages from above for going on 4 years now. I think in March it will be 4 years. And I can help answer questions about your life, love, about career, finances, or I can help you connect with loved ones that have gone home. So if you would like to ask a question, if you'd like to chat with me, go ahead now, call in and push the one, I believe it's the one on your phone, so that I can answer your question and help you in your life, on your life journey. So I am just going to push something here and hope that I'm connecting to the right person. So 253, are you available, 253?
I sure am. How are you doing, Tony? This is Dr. Brace.
Hi, Dr. Bree. How are you today?
Fine. I just want to congratulate you on your new show that you're hosting. I think it's great what you're doing.
Thank you, Bree. I am so, so happy to hear that. Thank you. It's been an interesting journey and a good journey, and I am so happy to be in this space right now. Bree, I need to tell you something instantly. Now,
what?
Bree and I know each other. I've been on Bree's show. She's been on my show in the past, and so we have somewhat of a relationship, but I need to tell you, every time I talk to Bree, her mom steps in, and some of her other family steps in too. So her mom has just stepped in, and her mom is, she's letting me know that she's really, first of all, she wants you to know she's really proud of you, and that she has, a present for you or a gift for you. And she's showing me again the Christmas tree, and she's letting you know that this gift is going to be coming around Christmas time. It's something that's very unexpected, and it's not something that you would ever guess or think about, but it is going to be there during that time. And then, okay, your grandma with the potatoes has just been. So, okay. One of Bree's grandmas was always like peeling potatoes. So whenever I see this grandma, that's her symbol for me, for Bree, that she is peeling potatoes. And she is letting you know that all of your hard work is about to pay off. You are going to have some success and some. They're showing me with the fingers. They're putting a gold coin in their fingers. And they're letting me know that you're going to have some money luck coming in. Now, they're holding two gold coins, but I only see one. So the two gold coins are pressed together, which means this is two paydays. I'm hearing two paydays coming at the same time, okay?
Wow.
They're not separated. So these two gold coins are pressed together. That means either one lump sum or two sums, but they're going to come at the exact same time. I feel like that's going to be happening right around that March time. So around March, you'll get a little reprieve or a little bit of relief in your financial area. The other thing that they want to tell me is that your your pets at home and your pets above
yes.
are all doing really, really well. Don't worry so much
okay,
about
good.
It. No matter,
good.
And this is really, they're saying this is a really important, this is really important. And having lost both of my pets
mm-hmm.
last year, I understand the devastation that can come with this and how difficult it is. But the message that they want you to know and what they're telling you right now is that you are don't be concerned, because no matter what, they're always with you. And whether they're with you in a physical body or a spiritual body, you are going to still feel them and be with them. It's not about the loss, it's about the quality of the life that they're living. Okay, so for some reason
okay.
they're bringing that message through to you today, and that's really important
right.
for them to say to you and let you know. Now, the other thing that they do want you to know, Dad is coming through.
Uh-oh, that's when I'm in trouble.
He is very firm. He's like, you know that military walk that people do, that firm, strong, stand tall military
yep.
walk? So he's stepping in, and
yep.
he is really saying, the first thing he wants to say is, it's a job well done. It's a job well done. And then the next thing he's saying is, your business life is not through yet. You're not done yet. There is more you're going to do, but think out of the box that you've been in. You've done everything.
Okay.
So far you've done everything in this way, in a certain way, and this is the limits that you know. Get ready. Get set. This is really important, Bree. Here we
All right.
go. Here we go.
Oh, wow.
And that word is really
wow.
being emphasized. He's saying, don't be afraid to ride the magic carpet ride, and don't be afraid to travel, and don't be afraid that you're not enough, because you're more than enough, and everything is going to work out perfectly. Don't talk about it, do it. Just,
right.
You know, sometimes when we talk about things too much, it fizzles it out. And we do it because
mm-hmm.
we're nervous and we're looking for validation. Stop it. Oh, God, he is so firm. He is just so to the
Isn't
point.
He?
You know it. You know, but that's good. Sometimes we need a message that comes across in a very firm way. We don't always get the message we want, but we always get the message we need. And the other
Correct.
Thing he is saying is, oh, he's showing me him and your mom, and they're dancing. And then I hear the statement. I hear the statement, life is good. Celebrate. Celebrate the failures as well as the successes, because everything is a learning experience. And there really is no such thing as failure. There is just an attempt that was the first attempt, and now you get to try again in a new way. Have a new experience.
Right.
Don't give up. Don't give in. Climb that mountain and let your life begin. Oh, that is so
Oh,
sweet.
My gosh. What, doesn't that want to make you cry when we get these messages? It's like, oh, my gosh.
My,
you know, we,
yeah.
Between
it
me,
makes
you
my
know
heart
how to,
so stinking happy.
I'm telling you. And it means kind
yeah.
of like, oh, the you know, because they came across the last few months really tough on me. You know that. And
yes.
I had to
yes.
take a break from my show and everything I've been doing. Just take a break and work on me, and as a healer and teacher and author, you know how we have to do that, right? And so I'm
right.
really thankful,
right.
Tony, that you're able to give me these messages today. Thank you. And you're going to have a great
my
show.
My pleasure. Thank you so
great
much.
Show.
It's absolutely my pleasure. I am absolutely just so blessed to be able to bring this through for you. So the one thing also that your mom is saying
oh, wow.
is don't expect life to give to you when you're not giving back to life, and don't don't hesitate, because it's short and fleeting. Live with every moment and every breath that you take. Okay? And she's showing me a road that you're going to go down. I'm seeing a road, and she is saying, don't think about the outcome. Just focus on your journey, and more specifically, your career journey.
Right.
And again, she's saying, stop seeking approval. Stop talking about it. Just do it. Just do it. Okay? And that seems to be your theme of the day. She's showing me, like, you sitting on a rock with your elbow on your knee and your chin in your hand, and pondering things. And they're saying there's a new way to do things. You don't need all these people around you. Just go. Just go. So that's the message of the day, and that's what they're wanting to bring through to you. Okay. Now,
okay.
Bree, do you have any questions?
What I'm working on and getting ready for next year to help people learn to live in the
Correct.
First dimension. And so they
Correct.
Can see it, not just heal it, feel it, or I want them to feel it, see it, know it, and it's here, right? And it's been here, but we're
Correct.
Going on. So I just want to make sure, because they're saying pondering, right? I listened to what my mom had to say and my dad, and I'm like going, I'm pondering because I can't do it till after the first of the year, as you well know. I finished up my healing work, right, on me. So.
Right.
Is there any more I can do on me that they may say that I need to do?
What they're saying, the thing that they're saying the most is to don't hesitate, and don't wait for everyone to approve or to set it up or to do it. Just go and do it. Does that make sense to you? Like
yeah, it does.
Like your dad is saying, you've got everything you need. There's nothing anybody else that can give you that will make
Correct.
This right. Okay. So good.
Yeah. No, I get that, because it's all my teachings of thousands of memories of lifetimes that's coming forward for this fifth dimension. So, well, Tony, I'm honored that I was on your show. Have a great show.
Well, thank you.
Let people know.
Thank you so.
The one thing I want to say real quick, Tony's an amazing medium. She's been on my show on Transformation Talk Radio, and we have done private work together. The one thing you're going to be seeing is more from Tony and more from me, myself, I should say. And ask Tony questions, because she gets them right on. And my parents always show up. So I'm going to let you go, Tony, so you can get to other callers.
Thank you so much, Bree. You have an absolutely amazing rest of the week.
You too. Bye-bye, hen.
Bye-bye. So you are listening to Messages from Above right now. And I am Tony Green, Psychic Medium. If you would like to call in, if you would like to ask a question, the call-in number is 858-365-93. And I am going to go to the next caller. Now, I want to explain, this is the first show that I am personally producing. So I'm going to... I don't know what it looks like when a hand is raised on my dashboard. So I'm just going to go to the first person that called in this afternoon, and I'm hoping that they want to be on the show. I'm just going to click their mic. Here it goes. And
hello.
I'm going to 646. Hello.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. So what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Lisa, and I'm calling from New York City.
Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you so much for asking. So, Lisa, how can I help you today? Do you have a question? Do you want to connect with someone?
I have a quick question. It's in regards to school. Just wanted to know, is it too late for me to submit my graduate packet for school next year? I'm not too sure.
No, they're saying, okay, so what they're saying is you have to get it to the right channel right away. So don't hesitate.
Yeah.
Get on this.
Do okay.
it now. Like, don't
okay.
wait another week. It has to be in this week, and you have to, like, get it there as directly and as quickly as possible. It's not too late.
Okay.
Go for it. And they're saying, by the way, congratulations. This is a really good choice, and it's very powerful, and it's going to help you more than you know.
Okay. So what I'm doing, I'm getting all the paperwork in right this instant because I'm just finding out about the new requirements now because I got confused because what they did was posted last year's requirements for this year as well, and it just totally threw me off. So I wasn't too sure, and so I just called the school, and they said, no, we posted the 2018 requirements. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I'm looking at the website, and it's still, like, the same information from last year. So it threw me off. So that's what happened. So I'm getting this.
Yeah,
I'm going to do it right now and get it out.
And I'm hearing as soon as you submit it, make a call and bring somebody's attention to it so that they can so that they have it in hand. Okay, sweetie?
Okay. All right. I'm doing this right now. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay.
You are so welcome. Have an amazing rest of the week.
Okay. You too. All right. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You are listening to Messages from Above with Tony G. I am going to go straight to the next caller. And the next caller is from 805. 805, how are you today?
Oh, hi, Tony. This is Donna. I'm fine. How are you?
Hi, Donna. I'm excellent. Where are you calling from today, love?
California.
Okay. How can I help you, sweetie?
My dear mother, Anne, who's been on the other side for 30 years, I heard her voice, and it was in the middle of my head, and it was distinctly her. It kind of threw me for a little bit. But she said that I was going to be rewarded. Do you know if that's a new, maybe a husband coming in for me or a windfall?
Oh, Donna, I love this question. Okay, so the first thing I'm hearing is blessing, blessing, blessing. So a blessing is coming your way now. We don't always know what this blessing is going to be, and I'm asking her. And I am seeing a let me just take a moment on this. I don't want to go too quickly, and there are two rewards coming in for you. Okay, there are two rewards. One of them does have a financial aspect, but it is not going to be like a big, it's not going to be like as big as you know, as you would like it to be. It's not going to be like the lottery winnings. It's not going to be the jackpot, but there is a financial reward coming to you, and it's coming out of the blue. Sometimes this happens like with an inheritance or with some other kind of finances coming to you. It's unexpected money, and the money is bittersweet. They're using the term bittersweet. And again, I always equate bittersweet to an inheritance because we've just lost somebody we care about, but we're getting some financial relief from this loss. So it's very the financial end is going to be bittersweet. She is saying, do not go look for this. It is coming to you. Okay, so this means don't go investing all your money in lottery tickets or something like that. This is going to fall in your lap. You don't have to worry about seeking it out. It is going to fall in your lap. The other thing, I am seeing a gentleman coming into your life. It is going to be your choice. And he is coming in either March or May or between March and May. March, April, May. Yeah. It, within that time frame, he's going to come in. He's going to step right into your life. Again, do not go seeking him. I feel like this is going to be an introduction. Somebody's going to introduce him to you, and you are going to have a lot of fun with this person. I feel like he has a very, very, very quirky sense of humor. And so he says these off key things, or he just makes these comments that are very funny, but he makes you laugh a lot is what I'm seeing. I see you laughing a lot with him. And it's, again, you don't have to go seeking him. Don't ask all your friends to set you up with somebody. This gentleman is they're using the term, he is going to step into your life. That means he's going to come to you. You don't have to look for him, okay?
Good.
But I do feel like this is going to be an introduction. Don't start asking all of your friends. This could be an introduction.
Right.
You could be at a business place and somebody could say, "This is Bill, your new coworker," or something like that. So don't have expectations every place you go. This is a no miss. This means you are going to meet this person no matter what. It's up to you how far you take it. You can accept or reject this person when they come in, okay? Completely up to you. I do feel like, again, that is going to happen March, you know, in that March, April, May time, but I'm hearing March and May very, very loudly, okay? So when that time comes, you are going to be able to make that choice, and he will come to you, okay, sweetie?
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, I'm tired
Excellent.
Of being on these dating sites and all that. Oh,
yeah. You know, I'm hearing take a break, take a breath, and get out. Get off the computer, out of the house, and out into the public. Once you get off the computer and stop, you know, we become very dependent. When you go on a dating site, you become very dependent, and you can get jaded because dating sites in some ways have become the new bar scene. Right? So that's not always great because it's not a juice bar. It's like a really drunk bar sometimes. And that's not what we're looking for. And when you meet somebody more organically, it's just so much nicer.
Yeah.
This is the holiday season. There's so many festivities going on. There's so much, you know, so much to go and see and do during this time of the year. And, oh, by the way, sweetie, this just in, you're going to be going on a trip soon also. It's going to be a short trip.
I'm leaving Thursday. My brother invited me to Hawaii for a week. Maybe that's the trip.
It is. I feel like it is.
Oh,
I love that. Thank you for that confirmation. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You are going to have a splendid time. This is going to be so exciting and vibrant. Make sure you take in as much as you can while you're there. Every moment you're there should be exploring, seeing, and enjoying. Do a few things you would normally not do. And, you know, try some of the local cuisine. Don't shut yourself off and be in a box. Again, there, you know, break that box, get out, really enjoy it. Okay, sweetie?
I wanted to ask you, Tony, real quick. I got online, eHarmony, and I emailed a fellow that lives in the same town where I'm going with my brother in Hawaii. His name is Gary. Will we connect or not connect? You think?
You might. Okay, here's the thing. You might meet up. It might be like a dinner or a lunch thing. You might meet up. They're not giving a confirmation on that, but they're also using the. You might like him when you meet him, but it's going to end in disappointment if you try to take this too far.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, I'll wait till March, May.
Yeah,
for the other one.
But you can. But listen, meet up with them, have a conversation. Friends in other places are always good to have. Now let me repeat this. If you try to take it too far, it might end in disappointment. to me, that says don't try to push for a relationship and don't go below the belt while you're there, meaning, you know, no brown chicken, brown cow while you're there. Take it slow and easy. Let it develop organically and naturally, okay?
Yeah.
Does that make sense
okay.
to you? No hookups
yeah.
in Hawaii. That's what
no,
they're saying.
Of course not.
Don't hook up in
no.
Hawaii.
Oh, no.
Unless you're, and this is a thing. If you're okay with a hookup, I have no judgment.
No.
Have a hookup. But don't expect it to go much further than that if you do that. Now, if you meet him, you have a light lunch or a casual dinner, and you have some nice conversation, it has a better chance of going further, but it's never going to be what you think it's going to be, what you're hoping it's going
okay.
to be. Okay?
Yeah.
Wait.
Okay. That's
again,
good.
I'm hearing March is when that time is going to open up for you. Those doors are going to open, and you are going to be able to meet somebody pretty spectacular at that time, okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't wait. Wonderful.
Excellent.
Oh, my God. So glad I talked
so
to you.
Thank you so much.
Honey.
Thank you.
I'm
so,
so
happy
you
called in. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, Tony. You have a wonderful holiday.
Oh, you too, love. Thank you. We are going to go directly to the next caller, and the next caller is area code 310. We only have about 3 minutes. How can I help you today?
Hi, this is Vince.
Hello?
Calling from New York. Hi, this is Vince.
Hi, Vince. How are you today?
Hello.
I'm good.
I've been
How
okay.
are you, Vince? Good.
I'm okay.
How
Just
can I help you? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Vince.
Okay, I was just going to ask, what do you see as far as job and career go? Because I'm really panicking right now.
Yeah, okay. So this isn't going to come in as soon as you'd like it to, Vince. It's going to come in tomorrow. You're going to hear, well, first of all, tomorrow you're going to hear some news about an opening. Okay, tomorrow you're going to hear some news about an opening. Now, when I say hear some news, this might be online. It might be you're looking at a paper or an advertisement, because I see you holding a paper, and I also see you looking online. You're going to hear some news about an opening. Now, I feel like given the fact that you do your due diligence and you do everything you need to do, by the end of the month, this position will be secure, and by next month, you will be gainfully employed with finances coming in. They are asking you to consider looking at new opportunities in new ways, okay? This means don't stay to your strict title. Expand your horizon on what you're looking for in a position, okay, Vince?
Okay.
Does that make sense
okay.
to you?
Sort of. Well, next week I'm going for a job at a new distribution center that I was invited to go into. It's a job fair and interview. So I'm wondering if you see me getting that job. It's in a huge medical facility. Okay.
I feel like
That's
you are going to get
I...
that position, but you're going to have to really shine. So get a good night's sleep and take some vitamins before you go there. Okay, you really need
okay.
to, like, be pepped and up on your energy for that, okay? But you all
okay.
are also going to hear about something tomorrow. I feel like by next month you are going to be you're going to be gainfully employed, okay, Vince?
All right.
Thank
okay,
you.
Well, thank
I,
you very
I only
much.
Have, like, you are so welcome. I wish I had more time to talk to you. I only have, like, 30 seconds left on the show, but I'm so happy you did get to get through and chat with me today.
Yeah, me too.
You
thanks.
You have an amazing holiday. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is Tony Green, and I am so grateful that you took the time to listen in today and to be part of the show if you called in and I was able to help you out, and hopefully I helped you out. I am going to be here next Monday, same time, noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And I look forward to you calling in and getting answers to your questions or connecting with loved ones on the other side. Thank you.